More than a year since Hurricane Maria made landfall, the latest report from the Puerto Rican government's planning board estimates that the economic toll of the storm amounts to $43 billion. But not everyone on the island agrees with that estimate.
I think they want to be ultra conservative, saying we are only providing information on what we have been able to gather.
San Juan-based economist Heidi Calero is the president of H. Calero Consulting Group, and her team crunched the numbers themselves and put the figure in a range of $139 and $159 billion. I spoke with Heidi to find out why she thinks the planning board's numbers are so much lower than her own findings.
We know that insurance companies do not pay all the damages. So if they are only considering the claims that have been paid, they are underestimating the damages. Our estimates are based, first of all, on economic and weather data from NOAA, from quarterly data from 1956. They provide information on wind speed of different natural disasters like hurricanes and also estimate of damages at the time. So what we did was all that data, we estimated damages, a model that would tell us, well, with the wind speeds that we had with Hurricane Maria, what could be an estimate of damages as of today, $2018 dollars. But we still had another piece of information, which was data that was gathered and published throughout this whole process since September of 2017 through April. That's when we published our study. And regarding the damages that, say, the Department of Agriculture in Puerto Rico was assessing, what was assessed in terms of damages to infrastructure, what was happening with manufacturing, and the same thing for transportation and for other economic sectors.
How much of the economic impact of Maria essentially compounded the economic crisis that the island was facing before Maria hit? How much of this is essentially just building on that or exacerbating that economic crisis?
Oh, it's like 200% exacerbated. The difference with other hurricanes like Hugo in 1989 or Georges in 1998, which were very strong hurricanes. The difference was that when they hit, the economy was growing. It was in positive territory. But when Maria hit Puerto Rico, it's been 11 years, 11, since we've been in negative economic growth. So it's no longer a recession. It's more like a depression. So on top of that, we are hit with this huge hurricane that covered not the tip, not the eastern part of the island or the southern part of the island, as it happened with Hugo and Georges respectively, but it covered the entire island. So it decimated infrastructure, our electrical system, even telecommunications, which are in the private sector. Puerto Rico was in silence and in darkness, not for one day, for many, many months.
I want to mention two different forces that I think are impacting this as well. One is there was a report published by the Center for a New Economy, a nonpartisan think tank, this September that said that the majority of federal aid going to Puerto Rico was being spent in contracts with firms outside of Puerto Rico. So my first question here is, can Puerto Rico rebuild if the United States isn't investing in companies that are based in Puerto Rico?
Well, in so far as those U.S. companies that come, they will try to hire some local people, some local contractors who know about Puerto Rico and how business moves here, and they will pay part of that money locally, but the big chunk will go to the U.S. companies. In so far as these companies do a good job in infrastructure, that will remain here. But insofar as they do a poor job and they charge $600 for a toilet or a wash basin, then you're not really doing much for Puerto Rico. You are spending money it goes to the U.S. and it's not coming back here.
And that delay, Heidi, while this is happening, I'm wondering if you can help us understand the other force that sort of applies to Puerto Rico now, which is foreign investment and foreign investors from outside of the island, whether that be mainland United States or other countries who are taking advantage of this moment in the Puerto Rican economic system and hoping to set up everything from their own companies to small businesses and really not including Puerto Ricans in that as well. Is that a concern?
Well, it could be a concern. I'm more interested in seeing how economic activity starts really chugging along and really taking off. We have not yet seen that. And a key ingredient in all of this is, where is our infrastructure? Are we rebuilding our roads? Are we rebuilding ports? How is our water infrastructure? What is the electricity? Many of these crews that came from the States, they restored electrical system, but some of that is very shoddy work, which brings us to what Maria brought to Puerto Rico. It's a second chance to transform our infrastructure, to transform our economy, to transform the role of this PROMESA or fiscal oversight board. If they are only concerned with fiscal discipline, with fiscal management, with the payment or renegotiation of the debt, and by the way, it's not exactly the best of their results so far, then we are missing the point. We need economic growth. If we grow, there will be money to pay the debt, to offer opportunities for the population to stay in Puerto Rico, not to go to the U.S. mainland.
Heidi Calero is the president of H. Calero Consulting Group. Heidi, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.